I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, and I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.
You're listening to the Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Sasha Shipway. Super League player Ash Neal has joined Manchester Thunder for 2020. She told the Netball Show what some of the reasons were behind the move to the black and yellows.
Well, I mean, when you look at Thunder as a whole, I mean, they're an absolutely formidable club. They've been very successful over the last couple of years. And to be approached by them to see if I, you know, if I'd be interested in joining them was, I was a bit blown away by it, because I didn't really expect anyone to really contact me. And I mean, they're the premiership side. Everything appealed to me.
It makes it special as well, because you've just said they approached you. So what was that like, having that conversation with Karen?
Well, I mean, she first contacted me on Facebook, and I think I didn't really believe it when it popped up in my notifications. But then obviously I was a little bit nervous opening it to obviously see why she was contacting me. And then obviously when I replied and said I'd be keen to, you know, have a chat, I think it was within a couple of days after that that Debbie called me just to have a brief chat and see where I was at and where they were at as a club and looking at players. So it all happened quite quickly after that, but I was humbled by what that obviously had to say as me as a player. And obviously, yeah, I just, from there, it all just snowballed into where I am now in Manchester.
Karen, I think she said something along the lines of, you're a very smart player on and off the ball and capable of cutting up defences with pinpoint passes. What do you feel when you read comments like that?
Oh, I mean, I guess I'm just really humbled to hear that obviously other teams throughout the years have had to worry about me as a player. And, you know, I have heard it from T when I was at Northumbria, and she used to kind of tell the other attackers that, look, teams really have to focus on closing down Ash, and if they close down Ash, we need someone else to obviously step up. Obviously, I was in the teams, but hearing it from, you know, other teams' point of views was quite humbling. So I was a little bit, not shocked, but it was really nice to obviously hear it from another team that I've been playing against for years.
This Thunder side 2020 as well, you're going to have a chance to play in a team with Lauren as well.
So we have kind of followed each other around a little bit. I say she's following me, but I mean, to be honest, I mean, I think I was at Northumbria first, so she followed me. I was probably at Pulse first, so she followed me there. but I think, to be honest, I think she was probably signed before me. I mean, I think, yeah, when you're looking at structures these days and with only two imports, you have to kind of seal them first and obviously then work around from there. And if you lose someone like Liana, then you have to look for another import. And I think, you know, with me, I have a British passport, so I'm not classed as an import, which is a positive. But also when Kerry Armand decided to retire, I think, you know, they had to look at signing someone in that position as well. So it was a bit of a shuffle for them. But you know, I think we've got a fantastic squad, and I really look forward to helping them defend their title.
New job at Manchester Uni as well, coaching their netball side. What's that going to involve?
Yeah, so I'm at University of Manchester. I'm coaching the first and seconds, which I'm really excited about. Obviously, I've got there's a few Thunder Pathway players or NSL players. Not that I, you know, I will rely on them, because, you know, their workload is absolutely phenomenal. But really excited to get into the uni, start just obviously seeing where they're at and obviously where I can progress them to. And hopefully a few strategic, you know, structures and that kind of thing. And then we can go from there. But really excited to work with the girls and be in a nice purple shirt to coach in. And, yeah.
The good thing is you'll also be working in the community as well, developing links locally between clubs and Thunder. So you've got to be looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting out into the community, into the schools and the netball clubs, and, you know, help raise netball as a profile and Manchester Thunder in this pretty city, because, I mean, I think so far they've done a really good job. I think they can definitely, you know, create a few more links and that kind of thing. So I am really excited to obviously meet lots of Manchester netball clubs and schools. And hopefully I'll start getting out soon. We're just finalising all the finer details. So when that's done, then that will all be, you know, sent out, and I'll look to obviously get out from there.
Franchises you've been at the past, their fans have recognised quite quickly what you bring to the side. How about a message for Thunder fans?
Thunder fans, I mean, I think they're some of the best fans in the country. I've obviously played in front of their crowds quite a few times, and they can become the eighth player. And I mean, I can't wait to meet all the players and officially, and then obviously their supporters and, you know, their loyal fans, the ones that make all the noise and bring the drum and blow the horn. And I'm just really excited to get started.
Hi, my name's Fran Williams and I've been a member of the MPA for nearly 2 years. I'm also the player rep at Wasps Netball, and I've used the services and support from the MPA in numerous ways, such as helping me to check over agreements and contracts with England Netball and my club, particularly in helping protect my image rights, as well as also the MPA helped me find a good deal with my car insurance through All Sport Insurance, and that's particularly important for athletes who spend a lot of time in the car racking up the miles. The MPA also offer support and a service with mental health support, finding you medical insurance, as well as other contractual and legal advice.
You might have seen that there's a new role for the English University's national head coach that's been advertised. It's a fantastic opportunity that Sarah Gandon has been telling us more about.
So really it's mixing in together trial forms. A lot of the time it's really hard to get the geographical spread to come together to actually be trialled. That's the ultimate aim, is to try and get everyone together to be trialled. So part of the coach's job is to actually look at a kind of paper trial versus physical trial, decide how they best want to trial, and then really getting together the talent for short periods of time to put out a performance on court. So it's a really different coaching position to your normal week in, week out club position or your university club position, where you see the girls, you get to know them. This is really bringing in the cream of the crop talent from the university system and seeing what they can do on court together when they've maybe never played together before.
A lot of it as well will obviously include travel, just to make sure that every area of the country is included.
Yeah, so English unis actually have split their squads a couple of times, so they'll have a north squad and a south squad that might play each other. I'm not sure fully if program has been set yet, because until you get head coach it might look and feel slightly different, but the aspiration is that not this season but next we would have another home nations event where Scottish unis, English unis, Welsh unis and Northern Irish unis can come together and play that tournament. And English unis are probably in one of the most challenging positions, in that university players who are playing performance netball might also have Super League training if they're a training partner or are in a Super League squad. George Fisher played last year and she's obviously got a lot of commitments. And then you've got Prem players who are away on a Sunday and they're playing Bucks on a Wednesday, and you know, their calendars are already very full to try and put something in. So they don't often get a lot of training. They might get just before the tournament maybe, or maybe one weekend before it. So it is really bringing together a mix of talent to put out an English Unis performance against those other nations.
It's that balance of what kind of level they're at as part of that whole role.
Oh, yeah. I played in the Home Nations tournament for Scottish Unis, but I played against players who were playing for Team Bath at the time. You know, Mickey Austin played for English Unis throughout her time. You know, the list of people who played English Unis and then went on to have a really successful Super League career or sometimes England career is massive, or Welsh career or Scottish career. Claire Brownie played Scottish Unis, Caroline O'Hanlon played Northern Irish Unis, I think Susie Drain played Welsh Unis. You know, everybody throughout their pathway, if they can get a chance to play in the university system, whether it's in Bucks or whether they get to play in the rep squad, you know, it's just a different way and place to play your netball.
It's a role that you, Emily Perry, Mel Mansfield, Jane Lomax as well had. What satisfaction did you get from it?
I haven't coached English Unis. I have team managed Scottish Unis and I've team managed British Unis. But in terms of coaching, I'm certainly not the level of Mel or Emily or Jane Lomax in my coaching career as yet. But they kind of used it as another, I mean, Emily in particular used it really as a stepping stone. She obviously went on to coach England under-21s after doing English Unis. So it's a real opportunity for a coach with aspirations to do a different style of coaching from that club environment. When you move to representative coaching, you don't see your players as often and you're bringing together a mixture of players. So it kind of gives you a shortened version of that, but quite an intense version as well.
What kind of person would it be best suited to then?
I wouldn't want to put anybody off. This is the thing. So Mel did it last season when she was coaching Wasps. I mean, I don't know where she found the time, but she, and I'm not sure she knew where she found the time. I think I saw her during the tournament and she was running between Wasps training and uni training and English Unis. And I think they threw in a sports awards in the middle of that as well. So it doesn't have to be a Super League coach. I think somebody who would be good would be someone like an under-21s Super League franchise coach, someone who kind of knows some of the players so that when you do bring them together, you've seen them play in the circuit, whether you've seen them play, say you're at a franchise and you often get to Bucks games as well, you know, that's the situation Mel was in. She doesn't only see her own university players, she sees everyone from Prem South because her team plays everyone from Prem South. So almost someone who is in and around the system but maybe hasn't taken that national step yet. It's a really good stepping stone if that's something that you want to do.
It is a volunteer role, but we read every other day really about how key volunteers are in this game.
Yeah, volunteers are key, and also everybody in netball, I assume and hope, came from volunteering. So Jess Thirlby isn't in the job that she's in now without having volunteered a lot of her time throughout her career. You know, many of us still volunteer as well as be paid for some parts of our netball, but the majority of people still involved in netball, even at the highest level, are volunteering. If you look at the internationals, people are volunteering to be table officials and pretty much volunteering to be umpires. The level of the game is that we're pushing for players to be paid and coaches to be paid, but if you look along the bench, even in a Super League franchise, you might find that not everyone on that bench is being paid yet. So it's not ideal. Obviously, we would love to pay our coaches, but it's a short window of opportunity with English Unis to do a voluntary position. It's not asking for week in, week out commitment. It's a few one-offs and a really, really rewarding voluntary position.
Closes on the 31st of January. Sarah, can we find out more online?
Yeah, you can find out more on the Bucks website, which is www.bucks.org.uk.
We're bringing everyone together to a global netball team. And what that's doing is helping those countries and those women and men as well that don't have the opportunity to be able to create their own choices and bring us all together.
Sport is sport, But what it allows you to do is it empowers you. So it allows you to say on the netball court, no, or yes, or be part of something that gives you a voice.
Campaigns like this are super important, but more so in netball. We've got such a huge community all over the world, but we're not working together at this current point in time. And creating choices is bringing us together because we can do more together than what we can do separately.
Psst. Only me. If your club needs extra players or hosting a tournament and just need a extra little support locally, why not send us a message? info@thenetballshow.co.uk, or you can send us a tweet @thenetballshow, and who knows, it might appear in this secret little bit of the podcast. But shh, don't go telling everybody.
We know that 1.4 million women and girls across the country are playing netball, but the clear majority are still playing in running shoes or generic trainers, which don't provide the necessary support required to play the fast-moving and dynamic sport that netball is today.
As a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. The reason this is annoying for me is because running shoes are designed for running in a linear motion. They're not designed for stop, start, change direction, and looking after the stability of a player as they're coming down from the air. So the benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
It's an Netball Show with Mizuno.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
No worries.
Want to share some news with you that Seaford College are going to be having a two-day netball camp during the February half term. So Tuesday afternoon, and that's for under 13s all the way up to under 18s. And on Wednesday, and that's from as young as year two all the way up to year nine, so under 14. So if you'd like to hear more, find out more, or like to come along, just check us out on Seaford College Facebook page, or send me an email on nmiller@seaford.org.
And it's a great way to spend your half term as well. They'll be taking place all day or a couple of hours?
So, yeah, Tuesday's going to be Tuesday afternoon. Wednesday's going to be all day. Really blessed. We've got a lovely double sports hall. And the main thing is learning some skills, but having fun along the way. And just a nice way for the girls to enjoy their holidays, playing some netball with people that they want to be playing with.
I expect a lot of this will be about building that confidence and developing the team player.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, the main thing about these camps, especially for girls at all ages at this point, is enjoyment, fun, learning more fundamental skills, getting that team spirit, and mostly just learning about netball, learning to love it, and wanting to play more.
That won't really matter what position you're playing at, neither. Is it well suited for all?
Absolutely not, yeah. And I think the more we can push that girls are just enjoying netball and not enjoying a position until they get to an older age is the most important thing. No matter what position they play, there'll be some shooting drills going on, defending and centre court, but it's free for all.
Not really the first one of these you've run as well, isn't it? The second or third?
Yeah, no, this is our third one so far. We've actually been pushing it for the last year and a half. They're really popular, and so we're just pushing on even more now. We'll do one in February, and we'll pretty much be holding one every holidays from now on.
What kind of feedback do you get?
Well, so far, really positive. It's been really nice for girls, not just... and it's also open for girls and boys, but the feedback so far has been nice, that the girls, not just from Seaford College, but from all around the area, close to the Guildford, Chichester area, can all come along and try and make friends with people that they wouldn't necessarily know. And so far, really good feedback, and we'll keep pushing on and continue to do it all the time. The girls are enjoying it.
Guildford, you say, that's fairly close to Surrey Storm, is it not?
Yeah, it is indeed. So it's a nice little journey. We've got a couple of our schoolgirls that are actually in the Surrey Storm pathway. So, we'd like to encourage that connection between Surrey Storm. And it's lovely to see that we've got some of our girls in that pathway at the school. And so the more the merrier. But yeah, it's another lovely little connection there.
I need a quick word. You got player of the match in a recent Prem game, didn't you, for Sussex?
I did, yeah.
Is the standard good at the minute? How is Sussex getting on?
So we're in Prem 2 this year. There's no denying that we sort of we actually lost 5 of our starting 7 players going into Prem 2. So we got an undefeated season last year in Prem 3. Got promoted, lost 5 players, all for different reasons, a couple of pregnancies, a retirement, someone going off to university. So it's been a new squad, and a new squad that is definitely developing. We've got some young guns in the team as well. Again, a couple of Surrey Storm pathway players. So Louisa Connolly and Esme Harley as well, they're doing absolutely fantastic. And we're starting to get the wins. We've just come off of bottom spot, but we've got the whole rest of the season where we're actually pretty confident that our aim is to try and stay in Prem 2. I think we can do that this year.
These camps are running in 18th and 19th of February. How can we find out more?
Yeah, so it'd be great if you check out Seaford College Facebook page. There'll be sharing there. I also am plugging it on my own social media, so NatMiller13 is the best way to try and find me over on Twitter, and there's a link there for you to be able to sign up to it.
Brilliant, best of luck with it.
Hey, thanks so much, Andy.
As ever, you can follow us on Twitter. We are at The Netball Show. Make sure you tweet us and give us your feedback. If you like the podcast, leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to the show. We're also on Facebook, also The Netball Show. So, yep, check us out, and thank you so much for listening.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, and I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to The Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.